that from Lezer of Shimon, Sovla Kavosa Diavua, he owns like his father. The Yomah that he says, Koloima Lizrik is Kazaritami. So in other words, since over here there was a Kabbalah B'Kli, you're Mekabah the Dam B'Kli. So since once it's a Kabbalah Sakli, if you hold according to Reb Shimon, that he says, Koloima Lizrik is Kazaritami, so it's fitting like the Maestas Rika was done. So therefore, Negei to the Kiddush of the Nesachim, even though Taka two things on the Kanishit, the Shkit and the Zrika, but since it was fit for the Zrika to be done, it's also enough at least to be Mekadoshit. Therefore, it could be Mekadosh the Nesachim. Sascha and Mishnah. Omama, what we just said before, it says the Mishnah, Yezevach, Achar, Yikro, V'imai. If there's another Korban oil around that needs Nesachim, you could use these Nesachim for that Korban. I've Omar of Chizah said, Shemen, Shefrisha l'shem mincha zeh, posel l'shem mincha cheres. If you set aside shemen for one mincha, you cannot use it for another mincha. So here also, this nesachim. Once you set it aside for this korban olah, and something happened to this korban olah, how could you use it for another korban? So where it says, Amar Rabbi Yanai, leiv bezdin masna lehem. Here I tell you the special tonight bezdin. Bezdin makes it tonight in all the nesachim. Whenever you have nesachim that you're being brought for korban, so I tell you, Bezdin makes a special tonight that in hutzrachu, if they need this nesachim for this korban, then it's good. But v'imlav yehem zavach achar, if you do not need this nesachim for this korban olah, you could use it for another korban. So such a tonight nikora for all the nesachim that if you need it, it's good. If not, not. The Merak asks the question: Yochiv sol sheminami. Why don't we make a lev bezdin tonight for the shemen also? Shemen ami. Sumor says, shemen gufa de minchu. That by shemen here, the bezdin can't make it tonight. The shemen, that's the mamish, the mincha itself. So if you're making it for this mincha, you can't make it for another mincha. Mashenken, the nesachim, that's not the gufa of the korban. So the nesachim is not the gufa of the korban. So if you bring a korban oila, just as the mitzvah with the korban oila to bring the nesachim. So in the Nesachim, there Bezdin can make it tonight to say, if you need it, use it for this korban. If you don't need it for this korban, you could use it for another korban. But I call upon him, still the Mishnah's Mashman, once it gets his Kedusha, the Kedusha doesn't go off it. And therefore, if you have no korbanis to use, by tomorrow you have to burn it. So now the Gemara asks the question, why? V'lisni aleyim, why doesn't Bezdin make a tonight on them like this? T'nefku l'chulin, that in case you do not need the Nesachim for this korban ela, it should go l'chulin. And then you don't have to worry about burning it tomorrow. Adirab, it goes out the chulin. Samara says no. Gzeira, this is a gzeira. Shem yirma. Maybe people say moitziyim miklisharis lachel. That even though something was put into a klisharis, you let it take it out and use it for chulin. Like over here, was in the klisharis, you're taking it out. So therefore, this gzeira, they're burning not more than be matarit and make it into chulin. Samara says no. Hashtanami now also. Gzeira, there should be gzeira. Shem yirma. Maybe people say that Nesachim Shefrish L'Shem Zavach Zeh Kisherim L'Shem Zavach Achar. It should also be Gzera. People think Mechatchil, even though you're Mafrish Nesachim for one Korban, and for some reason you can't use it for that Korban, you're allowed to use Nesachim for another Korban. And really we're saying it all out, so it's only because of special Svara, here Bezdin made a special condition, Lechatchila. So why don't we have the Gzera here also? Tomorrow says, Acha Ilmor Hisni Matisio Ben Yehuda. He explained like this: for going Shehoya Zevach Zevuach V'Yisashom. The Mishnah means in the case that when you have the Nesachim ready for your first Korban Olah, and then something happens wrong with that Korban Olah, that you're allowed to bring it for another Korban if that Korban had a Shechita right then. So it doesn't look like you're using it for another one. It looks like L'Chatchila it was set aside for that Korban. But at the time when you brought in the Nesachim for your first korban, there was no other korban that had a shechita done already. And echanami, samai, what do you want to tell me? Nifsa melina. Then you can't use it, and you have to let it stay overnight. Have a selina on it. Says so. Adatani seif. What is the seif? I have to learn. In lab, if there's no other korban around, then yifsa melina. Then let it stay overnight and burn it the next day. Say better. Lift, look, divide up, but listen and learn, but the door by itself. that the nedvah mamurim, when do we say you're allowed to use these nisakim for another korban? Only if there was another korban geshachtan at that time. Let's say there's no other korban around at that time, then you're not allowed to use it. Smurah says, true, I'll tell you, hochinam mikoma, this is what the Mishnah means to say. That b'medvah mamurim, when do we say that you're allowed to use these nisakim for another korban? Shoyezevach zavuach. Only if there was another korban had a shechita done at that time. Avolein zavach zavuach b'yoseshor, but of that time, the shashi had the nisakim ready. There's no other korban that has a shechita done to it already. And a chanami, nasek kimisha nifslo belina upsulim. It's as if there's a psulina chal on these nisakim already, that you cannot use them anymore. And then a chanami, you cannot use nisakim anymore. Even though Bezdin made it tonight, that you should be able to use it, but still, there's a gzera. People think that you're allowed to use one for another korban. Therefore, it's only muta b'shas that when you have the nisakim ready for one korban, the other korban had a shechita done already. Then it doesn't look like you're taking it away from one to another, but looks rather like a chidu was made for the other one. But in the chanam, if the time when you brought the nisakim for this korban and you made the shechita on the korban and something went wrong with it, there's no other korban is now ready for another nisakim, and the chanam, then these nisakim cannot be used. So where is the question stand? On the Yistel Rebbe Shimon, is the truth that Rebbe Shimon holds this svara of Levi Bezdin Master Lim, the Bezdin can make a Tanai, I've Omer Rav Idi Baravin, Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rav Yitzchok, that Omer Rav Yechanon, Tamidin, Shleyutz Vecholet Tzibor, if you have a Korban not Tamid that was not yet necessary for the Tzibor to be used, so Dibur Rebbe Shimon, Ein Niftim Tamidin, you're not allowed to be prayed to them when there's still a time without a Balmum. But the Divya Chom, according to Chom Shita, Niftim Tamidim, you are allowed to be prayed to them, even without a Balmum. What's the Swar? Why? Because it's a Leim, Bezdin Masna Leim, Bezdin made it tonight, that if we need this Kabbonis for the Karbon HaTamid, then very good. But if we do not need it, it has no Kedusha. So who you see, Shimon holds, you don't make a Takana. You don't make a Leim Bezdin. So Marin says, no, there's a big difference. I tell you, Shani Yosam, the Yislo Takanta Briya, there's a big difference that if the Behema has a takana b'riya, means you could pasture it in the field, let it become a balmum, then you could be prayed to it, so the bezin doesn't have to make a tanai. But Hashem can hear by the nisachim, if there's no other way to use it. So therefore here, bezin makes a tanai bezin to say that the sata said the nisachim cannot be used for this korban, you can still use it for another korban, because otherwise it'll go to waste. But Hashem can by the korban, if there's an eitzer out, to let it pasture, become a balmum, and then you can be prayed to it, so Rabbanan did not have to make a tanai right now. Now the Mishnah says, Vlad toida utumroso. Let's say you have a korban toida that gave birth, and you have a vlad, or else utumroso, or else you have the tumur of a korban toida. And he says, that tachazel. Or else hifrish toida v'yavdo, you set aside one and you lost it, v'yifrish acheros tachteo, and then you set aside a second one. And now you found the first one. So lochur is einu tun alechem. These three do not need alechem when you bring them. The vlad of a toida, or the tumur of the or the chalipin of a korban toida does not need lechem to be brought with it. Shneva the pasuk says, "Fehikriv al zerach hatoida." So we darshin hatoida to the lechem, the first korban toida that needs the 40 lechems to be brought with it. But v'loy v'lodo, not the vlad of a korban toida, v'loy chilufa, not the chalipin of it, v'loy tumurasa to the lechem. These three, even though they brought l'shem toida, but are called part of the lechem, you do not have to have lechem. It does not need. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape in the Gemara. Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin a test on the days. The last Mishnah we'll see again. As the Mishnah says, "Vlad Toido Utumuroso." If you have a Korban Toido that it gave birth, it has a Vlad, a kid. Or else Utumuroso, you made a Tumur of the Korban Toido. Or else Hifrish Toido V'Yavdo, you set aside one Korban Toido and you lost it. And then you set aside a second one instead of the first one. And now you found the first one, you have both of them here. So the locker is, Eino Tuna Lechem. All these three types of Toidos do not have to have Lechem when it's brought. Shinam the Apostle says, the Hikra of Azevach HaToido, that we darshan HaToido Tuna Lechem. Only the Korban Toido itself, the original one, has to have the 40 Lechems brought with it. But V'loi V'loda, not the V'la, the kid of Toido, even though it's brought the Torah Sotayda, for Lech Chalufa, in this last case, where you lost one and brought a second one instead of it, and then you found it, V'leit Murasa, tuna lechem, all these three types, to not have to have lechem when the korban is brought. Another one says, Tana Rabbanan, under the brace like this, Tana Rabbanan, Ma, when was the pasuk say, Toi de Yaakov? So Rashi explains it means, to lay heavy tzorach l'meim, the pasuk did not have to say, Imal Toi de Yaakovenu. It didn't have to say that, the Moslem Michta v'hikrev al zevach ha-toido. So what's the extra word of Imal Toido Yaakovenu? Gemara says, Minayin, Lamafrish Toidosoi, V'yovdo, V'yifrish Acheres Tachter, V'nimtes Arishayno, V'reishteyim Oindois. How do we know in the case where you lost your first Korban Toid, you set aside a second one, and then you found the first one, and both of them are here now? So Minayin, how do we know to say, Shezer Mehem Shiyotsi Yaakov, either one you want, you have a right to bring. Falach Mimo, and the 40 lechems you bring with this one that you want to bring now, the first one you bring. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk come teach us, HaToyda Yaakov, says the word HaToyda Yaakov, mashma any toyda, you bring the lechem with it. Now Yochla, I would thought to say, Shetei Shaniya Tuna Lechem, maybe he would then when you bring the second one, the one that was lost, whichever one, after the second one you're bringing, maybe the second toyda also needs lechem. On this, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Yaakovenu, Russian Echad Veloshnayim, only one and not two. Gemara says, Acha Sharibu Akosa V'miyat. There's a Reba in the Pasuk now to say either one you could bring. And there's a Miyat to say only one needs Lechem. And so, Minayin, how do we know the Rabbis, Vlodis, Vachlifos, Atmuras, Lahakrova? How do we know to say that you have to bring it? We're only saying there's a Miyat Hakro that you don't have, it doesn't need its own Lechem. But how do we know to say the Father that there's Akrova? You have to bring the Tumura of a Toido, or the Chalipin or the blood. Tam Lem, the Pasuk says, Imal Toido. Imal Toido Mashma, there's another Toido also. So Rashi says, it's a Ribri, the Chol Elu Kraven. All of them are brought. And there says, the soul, Yochlai worth out to say, Ye Tunis Lechem. Maybe once you have to bring them, they have to have their own Lechem also. Tam Lem, it says, no, the Hikra of Azevach HaToido. And the Dridiyak is Toido Tuna Lechem, and these do not have to have the lechem brought with them. Now the Gemara says, Sholach Rav Chanino Mishmei the Rabbi Yochanan. He sent and said like this, that Lo Yishonu El Eliyacha Kaporo, Aval Efnei Kaporo, Tuna Lechem. In other words, when do we say that the Vlad or the Tmur, the Chalipin of the Toida does not need its own lechem? That's only if it's brought after you brought the Korban HaToida. Let's say the first one of the two you bring is the Tumura, or the Chalipin, or the Vlad, then he says, yes, it needs a Lechem. Sumor says, Heavy Bor of Amram. Rav Amram asked the question, like on what the Chanina said, that, Ahai, on which case are you talking about? If you want to tell me a Chalipe, you want to tell me a Chalipe, Toidas Choyvam, the case you had a Choyva to bring a Korban Toida, and you lost the first one, and you set aside a second one, and now you found the first one. To tell me on the chalipin that you bring the chalipin first, that you have to have lechem with it. If before you brought the first one, any one you bring, we learned already that whichever one of the two you bring, you have to bring the lechem with it. Elamai, once you brought one, when you bring the second one, that the second one does not need to have its own lechem. Tanina, this also we learned. So what's your chiddush? Ela, you don't.